couple days ago, I was invited to speak to our seminarians at our college seminary, St. Simon Boutet, and to talk about prayer. And I've given a lot of presentations to seminarians, to others, about vocations, but this was unique. Father Joe Moriarty, who's the rector there, asked me just to talk about my own experience of prayer. And to be honest, that's kind of vulnerable, to just step back and say, well, this is how it goes. And this is where I fail. And this is where I'm striving to be in prayer. And as I sat with the readings, I felt that that kind of called me back to the same place in my conversation with them. We have ultimately this experience of a call to relationship with Christ that we hear in our readings. And the readings are rooted in the experience of being humble before God. I'm an unprofitable servant. Let it be done to me according to your word and what it is that I'm called to. And I think where my heart rests with that, as I talked with the men at the seminary, God bless them, who are young, and as I also wrestled with my own continued experience of trying to be a man of prayer after 20 years as a priest, 26 years as somebody in formation, that I'm still wrestling with what this looks like in my relationship with God. And I think where I sit with that ultimately is simply a humility before God and a desire simply to do what it is that God has called me to do. And I have to tell you that it's not always been easy for me to do what it is that God has called me to do. So I find myself in a place now as a priest of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis where I'm a personnel director. And I have to challenge and deal with priests in our diocese. And I'll be honest with you, that's not always easy for me. There's a time where there's a real struggle in that. I have to also admit that there are times that I just kind of am lazy. And I just kind of want to, I don't know, do anything what I can other than pray or to be present to my work, but just simply to kind of resign myself to being whatever it is that I'm doing at that particular time. And there's a challenge for me in that as well, in terms of being present to what it is that I think God is calling me to do at that moment and at that particular time. Our call as a Christian people is, I think, not complicated. And I think when we take time to step back and to consider what it is that we think about in our prayer and in our relationship with God, it becomes pretty clear how it is that we are called to respond day in and day out. And I think really that's what our Christian life is about. What is it that we're called to do day in and day out? And that's not complicated, and frankly, it's not heroic. It's simply being faithful. So we look at our relationships in our life, and all of our relationships, friendships, and everything else that sit there. And in the end, fidelity sits at the heart of that. We have friendships in our life that really does call us to something that we don't necessarily want to do in that particular moment, but we do because we're trying to be faithful to our friendship. And that's no different in our relationship with Jesus Christ, that we have been given something to be and to do in our relationship with Jesus. And that does require something of us. And that we are called to be a people that steps into that, that tries to be faithful. And in the end, the Christian life is not about heroic things. It's not about all the things that we can point to, because there's really nothing we can point to. But it's simply about doing the things that we know we're called to do today, tomorrow, and the day after that. It's about being faithful. And if we are a faithful people, then even if we're wrong, then we're at least wrestling with what it means to be faithful. And even if we don't have all the answers, then at least we're wrestling with what it means to be faithful. And that fidelity, that sense of I will be for you, that sense of I will do what it is, Lord, that you are calling me to be, that if we try to do that, then somehow we'll be okay and we will be open to the ways in which God calls us in our day-to-day lives, in the ways in which God calls us to be an instrument of his salvation and hope in the lives of others. Amen.